Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. It was business as usual at Planned Parenthood clinics across Indiana today after a federal court halted enforcement of a new law denying reimbursements to the organization. Planned Parenthood of Indiana President Betty Cockrum says she's ecstatic.
We're whole again, and our patients are whole again, and our staff's whole again. For right now, things are good, and this certainly does bode well for a permanent injunction.
The state attorney general's office says it will need time to thoroughly review the decision, but will likely file an appeal in U.S. Circuit Court. A Fort Wayne teenager says he saw a wall of flames after a semi-trailer struck an Amtrak train that he was on last week. Alex Graham says he helped injured people out of the train that was headed for the West Coast at the time of Friday's wreck in Nevada. Six people died. As Hoosiers plan to hit the road this weekend for the 4th of July, there's a bit of relief at the pump. But even though prices are going down, oil industry analyst Tribly Lundberg says Americans are paying quite a bit more at the pump than they were a year ago.
The current price, even though it's dropped 37 cents over 7 weeks, is 86 cents higher than 1 year ago. That's the better part of a dollar, and that is painful for people at this time, whether vacationing or just trying to drive to work.
Indeed, Anna's average today is at $3.40 a gallon. A Noblesville man is facing murder and animal cruelty charges after his wife and cat were found dead in a Kentucky hotel room. 37-year-old Lonnie Doherty says he was arrested Saturday at the hotel near Louisville. He told police he strangled his wife, 45-year-old Michelle Doherty, helping her to commit suicide. 80 degrees for WFYI News.